Chapter 3. "I'd just like to look at you," Tony said quietly, the words seeming to startle him even as he spoke. But he swallowed whatever else he was going to say and looked up at Steve with an expression unlike anything Steve had seen the man wear all evening. "Want," Steve thought. It was undisguised want. Okay, he could do this. That wasn't asking much, really. He'd been in locker rooms before, after all. Not altogether that different, or so he told himself as he shrugged out of his borrowed jacket and let it hit the floor. And for some reason, his mind seemed to focus on the fact that the jacket was probably going to wrinkle lying on the floor, crumpled like that, and he'd have to have it dry cleaned before returning it. When he was able to drag his gaze from the jacket, he raised his eyes enough to meet Tony's stare and found he couldn't look away. He wasn't sure how he was supposed to do this. Was it supposed to be some kind of striptease? Was there actually some sexy way to undress out of a tuxedo that people really knew how to do? It had been awkward enough and required Bucky's help to get the damn thing on. He knew he'd never be able to pull that off. Deciding to just be practical about it, he toed off his shoes and bent his knee up to pull his socks off one after the other. He felt an embarrassed flush blooming and fumbled at the small dress shirt buttons with two big hands. He'd forgotten to undo the cuffs, he realized too late, and had to regroup to unbutton them before removing his shirt. Tony was watching him, and Steve half expected him to tell him to hurry it up or make some comment, but he said nothing, just watched. When his hands reached the front of his trousers, he hesitated a hair's breadth, closed his eyes for a heartbeat, and then lowered his pants and boxer briefs in one motion, kicking them aside to the pile. He couldn't say what he felt. The moment was too new, too surreal to really capture it. He was standing naked in a stranger's living room, while the same stranger's eyes looked him over from head to toe. Embarrassed, definitely. He knew he was blushing all over at this point. It should be humiliating, probably, but there was something about the way Tony was studying him, brown eyes drinking him in, moving over his body and back again, and he knew this, whatever this was, clearly wasn't meant as a degradation. Still, it took all his willpower to keep his hands fisted at his sides, instead of trying to cover himself, regain some semblance of modesty. But this was what Tony had asked for, though his reasons escaped Steve. Though he was standing naked in front of Tony, it felt less invasive somehow than the incident in the limo with Mr. Hammer. Maybe that it had been a request made all the difference. Or maybe because, as Tony's gaze roved over his body, he could see the other man react, pupils blown wide, breath coming in shortened gasps, body rigid and taut. He was sure Tony was hard underneath the tablet lying forgotten on his lap. Unbidden, an odd, heady sense of power swept through him at the sight. What he could do to Tony just by letting him do nothing more than see his body. He wasn't sure how long he stood there watching Tony watch him, but he could definitely feel himself responding to the scrutiny. Okay, well, that was a little humiliating. Not that Tony seemed displeased at all. In fact, Steve heard him make some kind of strangled sound, and then Tony surging to his feet in one swift movement, the tablet spilling to the floor to join the pile, to stand motionless a few inches from Steve. It took all of Steve's control not to stumble back at the sudden invasion of his space, but he held his ground, determined to see this, whatever this was, through. You, Tony started, his hands coming up to run through the air above Steve's arms as if tracing him. While Steve had spent most of the evening tripping over his own tongue, this was the first time Tony had appeared at any kind of loss for words. Up close like this, Steve could see that Tony's hands were shaking a bit as he ghosted them over Steve's body. His face was flushed with heat, and his eyes held something in them that Steve couldn't put a name on. Tony dropped his hands to his sides and looked back up at Steve, Can I? Is it okay if I? And it took a moment for Steve to catch up and realize he was asking permission. The knot of whatever it was that had settled in the pit of his stomach undid a bit at that. Steve nodded and felt warm, slightly calloused hands run from his shoulders, down his arms, and then ghost over his torso and down his stomach with the lightest touch. Somewhat against his will, he felt his cock respond to the touch. He heard Tony groan and mumble a curse, or a prayer, or both, and felt the smaller man's head lean against his chest before Tony pulled back and put a bit of space between them, swallowing a deep, steadying breath before turning his gaze away from Steve to stare out the expansive window overlooking the ocean. I would very much like to take you to bed now, Tony said, voice low and strained, not taking his eyes off the vista. It occurred to Steve that he could still say no to this, get dressed, and walk away. He was honestly, oddly certain that Tony would still pay him the generous amount he'd offered just for this and nothing more. He couldn't say how he knew that, but he was sure of it. Lead the way, Steve said. And probably for the first time tonight, felt his voice sound clear and strong, the nervousness draining from him once the decision was finally made. Tony's eyes snapped back to him now, and Steve saw something that looked vaguely like surprise flash across the man's features, and then Tony's hand was warm on his elbow, and he was being ushered down a long hallway, through two large doors, and into an enormous bedroom, lit only by the glow of the moon through the floor-to-ceiling windows. The darkness was something of a relief. It felt less strange somehow to be naked in the dark than in the bright lights of the living room, though this room should feel far more intimate. He spared a glance at the large bed, the opulent coverings done in various red and gold fabrics and silks. He followed Tony's dark form into the room, coming to a stop next to the bed. Is there anything I should know about that you aren't comfortable with? Tony questioned, his hands wrapping around Steve's biceps and running up and down over Steve's arms, almost like he was warding off a non-existent chill. That was a perfectly logical question. Unfortunately, Steve's mind went immediately blank. He should answer this. This was important. Ms. Romanoff had said to be clear, be up front, don't let embarrassment keep you from saying no to something you didn't want. You had to communicate with the client, that was important. She'd said that several times. He just had no idea what to say. He'd spent so much time on the should I or shouldn't I decision that the after part hadn't really been considered. He should have a list. Make a nice, neat list, like he used to do for his art school projects, Sexual Things I Am Not Okay With by Steve Rogers. He felt a bit of hysterical laughter threaten to bubble up and just ended up blurting out the first thing that came to his mind. I don't want to be tied up, or hit, or anything like that, he finished. Tony's eyes had been running over him again, hands still rubbing over his arms and shoulders in gentle sweeping motions. But at Steve's words, he went stock still. I wouldn't... Wait, who... No... No, Steve, no, nothing like that, no. Tony was shaking his head, and Steve couldn't quite make out the expression on his face in the darkness, but he could have sworn Tony looked like he was in pain. He heard Tony take a deep breath. Just, do you have a preference? I'm fine either way, but I generally prefer to top, at least at first. Oh, that. Well, shit. Okay, he'd missed that one entirely. No preference. Whatever you want is fine. That you top is fine, Steve managed and thanked God for the darkness now, because he was certain he was beat red. He saw Tony nod a few times and then lean in towards Steve. He stopped before closing the distance, and Steve had the sense that this must be what it was like standing on a beach, watching the storm move into shore. Calm, but the air humming with electricity, the tipping point just barely out of reach. "Do you kiss?" Tony asked, voice husky, and Steve felt the light scrape a beard against his jaw. He bent his head. "Yes," he decided, finding somewhat to his surprise that he wanted to know what Tony would taste like, how his lips would feel. "Good," Tony replied, and wound his hand around Steve's head, pulling his mouth down and placing a gentle, chaste kiss on Steve's lips. "Good,"